Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, and well, good evening, and good night, depending when you listen to this. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Monday, December 9th, 2019. Can you believe it's going to be 2020? I'm trying to figure out what we're going to call this decade. The teens?
I know.
The tens, perhaps?
Yeah, I don't know. I've not thought about it, really. Yeah. But I guess you're right.
Got to figure the that teens? One out.
Yeah.
Running out of time here.
We found premature years? I don't know.
We found since the invention of the introduction of the iPhone back in 2007, the number of people reporting cell phone-related injuries in the U.S. has more than tripled. You'd be amazed, as a new report estimates, as many as 4,000 Americans suffer some sort of injury related to their cell phone.
And this is like walking in front of a car because you're looking down at your phone, or like if you're like me, running into the wall because you cut corners too much because you're staring at your phone.
Well,
you said some people had internal injuries too, right?
That's yeah, crazy. They found the majority of our injuries happen at home. 41% happen at home. 26% consisted of cuts and lacerations, perhaps walking into a pane of glass. 25% were contusions or abrasions. 18% were actually internal organs. Wonder how that happened.
I guess if you get hit by a car, you know, maybe you start bleeding internally because you're not paying attention. I mean, that's how it was when people were playing Pokemon Go for a while there. I was like, do not cross the street yet. You don't have the walk sign just because there's a Pokemon on the other side of the street. Like, stop. Just put your phone on for a minute.
It's true. You look up from your phone every once in a while. And they said the injuries are actually increasing more and more. So just maybe food for thought. Look up every once in a while. Your last chance to get a price break on flights before Christmas is December 9th, which is today. This is according to data from AAA. They say bookings of December 8th and 9th can actually lead to some pretty big savings. Data from Expedia backs that up as well, saying around 15% savings. But your biggest savings is actually going to be on Monday, December 23rd. Historically,
I got to thinking too. Probably they're knocking prices down because by this time most people have already flown out. So if they have leftover flights available, they're probably discounting those seats too.
Yeah, that is very, very true. And historically, Mondays and Tuesdays are generally cheap days to fly anyways.
Yeah.
So that's why the 23rd this year is working out pretty well. But
that's
also say Saturday before Christmas, the most expensive day to fly out. So try to avoid that one. As you could be saving a whole bunch of money by flying out on Christmas Eve itself by as much as 30%. Hmm. When's the last time you replaced your power surge protector?
Yeah, never. I think I got it from my grandmother, and I'm not sure when she replaced it. So
had
it for a long time.
If you've never replaced them, you need to replace them. I did not know that these things actually go bad.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. I mean, you made a great point. It's not just about whether or not, like, you know, I made the joke about not wanting to electrocute myself, but it's really to protect the other things plugged into it, right? So we have so many storms, hurricane seasons that they've gone through. And if you've got your new TV you got on Black Friday plugged in and your Christmas lights plugged in and your space heater plugged in and everything else and then something happens, you know, you don't want to blow your brand new TV because you didn't replace your surge protector.
Yeah, there's something in there called metal oxide Veristor. That actually is the one that when there's a surge that kind of burns out. And what happens is that over time of having power blurps and everything like that, it gets kind of worn down. And time wears it down as well, you know, with you constantly plugging things in and out of it. So it does need to be replaced. There's really no time. It's something that's called the joules. I'm sure you've seen it. It's J-O-U-L-E-S. And that's when it says it's 1,000 joules. That's how much it can accept. That's as much as it will take. It's not like 1,000 at one time. It could do 10 here, 15 here, 20, all the way up to 1,000, and then it's not certified. So the moral of the story is if you've not replaced your power surge protector, it's just a power strip, and it's not protecting your electronics for surge. Go ahead and replace those every 2 to 3 years. Let's see. Let's talk about your makeup making you sick. This is kind of gross. There was a study.
Percentages were high, too.
Really high, considering that they're talking about the staph bacterium. Was found there was testing done on 467 beauty products. It was found in 77% of eyeliners, 72% of beauty blenders, 69% of mascaras, 56% of lipstick, and 55% of lip glosses.
I'm guessing a beauty blender is like a either the makeup sponge itself or like foundation that you put on your face before you, you know, to blend everything to make it look like your skin tone. So I don't really know what that is. But either way, all those are so high. And, you know, if you think about it, the eyeliner in particular, that's right around your eyeball itself. And
It's pretty bad and pretty gross. And here's the thing is we are spending a lot of money to get rid of chemicals in our body. And unfortunately for makeup, a lot of the chemicals they put in there to kill this strep bacteria or keep it fresh or to preserve it are actually chemicals that could be kind of dangerous to your body. There's one of them that's called parabens. And you generally find that one more in like shampoos and conditioners and shower gels. It's just kind of a broad term for synthetically produced preservatives. And what it does is there's been some studies that have linked parabens with cancer and also reproductive toxicity. So it is kind of interesting that you don't really see that on the ingredient label, but you're switching your shampoo out for paraben free, but then you go ahead and lather it up back up when you put on your makeup.
Right, because you don't even realize it's there. There's another preservative too that they use in baby wipes that's sometimes found in makeup products, which is one of the things that's causing like the itchy skin rash, dermatitis, basically things like that. So just replacing it on a regular basis. And the other thing is double check, like flip your makeup upside down. There is actually an expiration date on there, which I didn't realize until just a couple of years ago.
Right.
But it's in months. So if you see the number 12, if you see the number 18 or something like that, that's 18 months, 12 months. That's as long as it's good for. Throw it out when you're done.
Yeah.
Don't keep it for 5 years and then keep trying to use it.
Yeah. Don't do that at all. Plus, you know, if you keep saving it and don't buy the stuff, they're going to, you know, change it or, you know, not make it
anymore.
Exactly. When you
need that happens all the time. You go back to the store and your shade is gone or whatever. It's a brand new kind.
We found some of the latest dating terms. I thought this was kind of funny. It's from the dating app Plenty of Fish. And they identified 7 new terms that trend on their website. And one of them was called Caspering, which is kind of related to ghosting. That's when correct me if I'm wrong, Janie, it's just, you know, we had a good date or we thought we had a good date and then you just never hear from the person again.
Yeah, the person just disappears.
Yeah.
But the Casper's a friendly ghost. So when you Casper someone, you give them a heads up like, hey, I don't know, I'm not sure I'm feeling this. So if I disappear on you, don't hold it against me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm going to ghost you basically, I don't know. Is that better? I'm not sure.
Well, at least they're smiling. They're being honest to you up front.
Yeah.
Flea bagging, which I thought was interesting here. This is a person who consistently picks the wrong person, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Wrong.
That's... Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm a flea bagger.
Yeah. Glamboozling. Yeah,
glamboozling.
I like this one a lot. This is where you get yourself all pretty up with some sort of a beauty treatment, maybe a spa day or a hair day.
Uh-huh.
Get yourself a new outfit. Go on that first date only to find out that you've been stood up.
Yeah, that's me. I scheduled a date. We had dinner planned, so I went home after work, stressed out, had bought a new shirt, blow-dried my hair, did all my makeup, and then radio silence. So that's always fun.
If they had Caspered you, then it wouldn't have been so bad, I suppose.
At least I would have had a heads up that he was going to ghost me.
Yeah. Flash panning is a person who jumps the ship as soon as things get into tough situations in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
So that's usually, 3 to 4 months in, they're out?
Yeah, there's usually like a 3-month unspoken marker. Uh-huh. My favorite one is the yellow carding. You said it's like a soccer reference.
Yeah.
When your partner is warning your partner that if the behavior continues, things will be over?
Yeah.
Like, here's your yellow card.
Yeah. If you keep hanging out with those friends I don't like, that's it. Exoskeleton. What one's that? And that one's being approached by a partner's ex over social media.
Yeah, that's happened too.
Really?
That's weird. It's super weird too, because like people, you move on, and the ex is still calling, going, you shouldn't be talking to her or him or whatever. It's
right.
Like, no, we're not in high school anymore.
Yeah, and speaking of exes, there's called cosplaying. That's when your ex messages you out of the blue looking for a favor. You got $20 I can borrow?
That's so weird.
Yeah, a little weird there. And then finally, if the makeup thing didn't gross you out, this probably will. What's the one thing that you've never cleaned? It's not the remote control. It's not the faceplate of the light. It's not doorknobs.
It seems so obvious when you find out what it is. It's like, duh. And then you get instantaneously grossed out because it's like, gross.
It's not even your phone. It's your keys.
Yeah. You're holding them every day. You're like holding them in your hand. You're setting them on the grocery counter. Mm-hmm. You're putting them in your purse. They're going on the floor. They're in between the car seats. Like,
They're
everywhere.
They are really disgusting, and it's just really simple to clean them. And generally, it's just soap and water, but I thought this was good to make sure there's no water left behind, which could rust some keys. Give them a little douse. Get a cotton ball and douse it with rubbing alcohol and give it a good rub.
Oh, that's a good idea. The only other thing I thought it could have been would be your debit card. I mean, think about how many hands your debit card has passed through, too.
That's true. But
I might wipe that down while I'm cleaning my keys.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, at least sometimes you get new, you know, a new debit card every now
and then.
That's true. I think some of the keys I have keys on my keyring. I have no idea what they're for.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I mean, I've had my keys since I've had my car. And then, yeah, some are my mom's keys. So, for sure, I've had them years. That's gross. I've never cleaned them.
Make sure you clean your keys. And that is our show for today, Monday, December 9th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Bye. Happy Monday.